Journey on the Oregon Trail by Bridget Young,
Lisa Rooks,
Sean Walsh,
Harper Schneider,
and Malcolm Bauer.
It's 1846, and the Oregon Trail is a long 2,170 miles of treacherous pathing. Joseph Smith sits on the front of his family's wagon, holding the splintery ropes tied around the oxen's neck. His blistered hands and dirt-covered clothes make it obvious that he hadn't had a rest from the hard work on the trail, but he is willing to do anything to get his family to Oregon.
I know this is hard for all of you, leaving our home, but I'm sure it will be good for our family.
Joseph's wife sits next to him. Her tattered dress flows over the bench at the head of the wagon.
Dear, I'm sure you're right. It's just hard with the twins. I don't want anything to happen to them. I still don't know if this is really worth it.
In the back of the wagon, Ruth heard the boys fighting about something.
Stop kicking me, you chowderhead!
You're the chowderhead! Ah!
Settle down, boys. We're coming up on the river, and the people in front of us seem to have a hard time getting across.
The river ahead is full of rushing white water and a strong current. The pouring rain makes the once safe rock path a slippery mudslide, and the frightened oxen don't make anything easier.
Stand back, Ruth. We're heading into the river.
The wagon's rocking, Ma. We're floating.
Just then, a gush of floodwater rocks the wagon to one side, and a current carries Tommy out of the wagon, but he manages to get a grip on a loose strip of canvas.
Mom! Help!
John rushes to the side to help his brother.
Don't worry, Tommy. I've got you. Here, take my hand.
John, don't let go!
Tommy held on for as long as he could, but as each wave pushed against the wagon, his grip loosened, until finally he slipped and was pulled into the river.
No!
No, my son! Someone help him, please!
John looked back at his father with fire in his eyes.
This is all your fault! If it weren't for you, I would still have friends, a home, and my brother.
Don't talk about him as if he's dead. He's a smart boy, and he'll be able to stay alive long enough for us to find him.
He's dead, and it's all Dad's fault.
Ruth had never seen her husband look as scared as he did. His face was pale, and there was a burn of regret in his eyes.
I did what I thought was best for our family.
No, you didn't. Our life was fine how it was.
Don't talk to your father like that.
He's right, and I'm not going to let anyone else die because of my decision.
Joseph steered the oxen across the river, with a single tear streaming down his face. The Smith family would never see their son again, but that was the risk some families were willing to take for a better life in the West.